Welcome to the early morning service. We're continuing our series on Jesus' words from the cross. We're going to hear from God's word in a bit, sing together, and then we're going to share communion together. Before we look at God's word, let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together again at the end of what for many of us will have been a busy week. And we thank you for this time where we can gather together and be encouraged by each other, be encouraged by your word. And we pray that this would be a time where your Holy Spirit comes amongst us and leads us, teaches us more about the Lord Jesus. Father, we're like those people in the Bible who came to the disciples and said, "We want to see Jesus." In other words, Father, we want to learn more of him, know more of his love this morning. We pray you would reveal yourself through your word. We pray that we would see more how high and wide and long and deep is the love of Christ. And as we think of Jesus' words from the cross and his words to Mary, his mother, we pray that we would find that you are the ultimate son, that Jesus is the ultimate son and you are our ultimate father. And that we are united to you in the perfect family. So please encourage us, encourage our hearts this morning, we pray. We pray for revival in Binscombe Church. We pray that you would renew our minds and our hearts. Pray you'd show us where we can live in our lives to please you more, to live in accordance with your commands. We pray for those we don't know who are far from you. We ask that they would be saved. Father, we pray you do a mighty work this morning. Revive us, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brilliant. Please turn in your Bibles to John chapter 19. So we're in John's Gospel chapter 19. And I'm going to start reading from verse 17. John chapter 19. And starting at verse 17. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Brilliant. Well, I've got 7 minutes to speak about those beautiful verses. We're going to be looking at verses 26 and 27. I've just set a timer on my phone, so I know I won't overrun. We're looking at the ultimate family this morning. In those verses, we've seen a little picture of the ultimate family. I wonder, what is your experience of family? I have a mixture of memories. I remember when I was playing the piano as a young child, and I got a tap on the shoulder. I turned around, my brother was there holding a big wooden stick, and he just smacked me in the face with it. Totally unprovoked. I'm still scarred by the experience. I also remember some positive memories of my family. I remember playing football with my dad in the park, my dad teaching me to ride my bike, my mum walking me to school and cooking me meals every evening. And for lots of us, family will have mixed emotions. It will be, for many of us, our strongest, most positive memories, the times when we felt the most loved and inspired the deepest feelings of love in our hearts for our family, but also the deepest feelings of pain, times when our family let us down. And today, the family is a bit under attack in the UK, isn't it? With the divorce rate going up, with friction and arguments at home, with families locked into television screens and spending less time with each other. But God is the ultimate family. He's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He's existed forever in a perfect, loving family. And he's come to increase his family, to share his family with us, to unite us with him in his perfect family. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, that God has a plan to unite all things together in his Son, Jesus Christ. So this morning, I'm praying that we would know that we're in God's family. Jesus is our brother. God's our father. And that we would start to see each other as members of a family and look at each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we see that in these verses, in verse 26 and 27. The first thing, the first way we're involved in God's family is that we're united to Jesus. We're united to Jesus. Let's look again at verse 26. Oh, I'll start from 25, actually. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." So we're really invited into the most intimate moment here. Jesus is dying. He's got a circle of his closest family and friends around him, his mother, his aunt, his friends Mary and John. He's so close to death. He's in immense physical pain, in agony. There's bitterness and heartache. Mary has to see her son being tortured to death in front of her eyes. It's a brutally painful moment. But it's an incredibly tender moment as well, because in the midst of his pain, in the midst of the nails and the suffocation and the pain of abandonment from his heavenly father, Jesus is thinking of his mum. He's worried about his mum. You see, Mary would have been in middle age. She would have been unable to support herself. Jesus was worried about who was going to look after his mum after he died and after he ascended to heaven. So Jesus is the perfect son. At the one moment where you could forgive Jesus for being selfish and having a moment of self-pity, he's not. His heart's just flowing out in love to his mother. And he's perfectly fulfilling God's command, the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother. And also his heart's flowing out in love to his friend, to John, who John describes himself as the disciple whom he loved. So John was very conscious that Jesus loved him. And in that moment where he's close to death, Jesus says to John, "John, I want you to be part of my family. You're like a brother to me, John. Can you look after my mum? I want my mum to be your mum from now on." And he says to Mary, his mother, "Woman, behold your son." As in, he's going to look after you from now on, Mary. Don't worry, he'll take care of you. So here we see a glimpse of Jesus' heart. It's a heart of love. It's the heart of the second member of the Trinity, someone who's spent eternity enjoying the Father's love. And it's a love that's pouring out on other people. And like these people gathered around Jesus, we can be near to Jesus this morning. In verse 25, you see they were near the cross. And in verse 26, did you see that they were standing nearby? Well, we can trust in Jesus this morning and be near to him in spirit, in our hearts. And when we draw near to the cross in faith, Jesus shows us the same amazing love as he shows to his mother Mary, as to his brother John. And he says, "I'm thinking of you. I care about you. I take responsibility for you. Because when he died on the cross, Jesus did that for us. He was looking out for our interests, wasn't he? So that we could be saved. And so just as he says to Mary, his mum, I want to look after you. I'm caring about you. He's saying that to us. He's taking away our punishment on the cross so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be in our Father's house forever. And he's gone to prepare a place for us in our Father's house. I want to look after you. And just as he said to John, here's your mother. I want you to be in my family. I want my mother to be your mother. He says to us, I want my Father to be your Father. I want you to be with me where I am, enjoying my Father's love. And so after Jesus died and rose again, do you remember what he said to his disciples when he met Mary Magdalene, his other friend? He said, go tell my brothers, I'm returning to my Father, oh dear, and your Father. In other words, because of my death on the cross, you've been united to me, into my family. My Father is your Father. So this morning, if we're feeling distant from God at all, don't. God is your Father. Jesus is your brother. He's looking out for you. If we're feeling unworthy of Jesus' love this morning, please don't. He's died for you, to forgive you, to unite himself to you in the most tender, loving relationship, an eternal relationship of love in his family, with God, your Father, with Jesus, your brother. Do you think God will ever cast you off? No, he's the perfect Father. You're in the perfect family forever. And as well as being united to Jesus, that was our first point. Our second point, which we're not going to get to, is that we are united to each other. And as you look around the pews, maybe you could hear Jesus saying to you, behold your mother. Behold your brother. Look around. This is our church family. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul says to Timothy, treat older women as mothers, younger women as sisters. So we treat each other in that family way and think about ways that we can share that love with each other this week. I'm going to pray and then we're going to sing and Pete's going to lead us in communion. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for that very small glimpse of your amazing heart, your amazing love for us. Thank you that when you died on the cross, you were thinking about your mum and what would happen to her. Thank you that when you died on the cross, you were thinking about us and you were making sure that we would be safe with you in your Father's house forever. Thank you for inviting us into your family. We pray you would give us more of an understanding of what it means to be a son of God, a daughter of God, what it means to have brothers and sisters in Christ. Please reveal more of your love to us today through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.